G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Representatives from Brazil's Ministry of Finance took part in a meeting with Global Civil Society at the Open Society Foundations in Washington, USA. In the view of the participants, the representation of local interests increased the legitimacy of global policies and strengthened international democratic governance. Tatiana Berringer, the coordinator of the G20 Social at the Finance Track, emphasized that Brazil hopes that the Brazilian initiative to open up to civil society can be maintained in the coming cycles.
Abrir canal de diálogo com a sociedade civil permite não apenas a transparência, mas
she says, open up a channel for dialogue with civil society not only allows for transparency, but also provides information for civil society to know what is actually on the table and what is under discussion within the G20. This empowers civil society and also shows how the discussions and issues raised often impact people's lives directly. Antonio Freitas, Undersecretary for International Finance and Economic Cooperation at the Ministry of Finance, shared the priorities of the Brazilian G20 presidency with representatives of various organizations. He mentioned the history of the group's construction as a response to international economic crisis and the challenges regarding structural issues such as combating hunger and climate change.
A gente acredita que a sociedade civil tem um papel fundamental em colocar voz e
He says, we believe that civil society has a fundamental role to play in giving a voice and putting pressure whenever necessary on the representatives of the country to move forward with measures that are so important for international cooperation to reach the levels that are expected in order to solve the issues of poverty, development, hunger, and climate change. Marcos Vinicius Quiliato, Brazil's representative on the board of the World Bank, spoke about how the institution sees the possibility of reforming international financial institutions.
Com a inclusão da sociedade civil, é uma forma de você ampliar os insumos.
He says, including civil society is a way to broaden the input for the discussions being held among the world's 20 largest economies on a multitude of issues. So that is what I think is important. An effective engagement with civil society in which decisions can be better informed and therefore more democratic. This is Ana Paula Freire reporting for the G20 Newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.